Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Waco High School Student Council Treasurer Caitlin Sells about the school's annual Pennies for Parkview fundraiser, which raised nearly $3,000 for Parkview Home in Wayland.
From reading the press release, it sounds like Pennies for Parkview is an annual event that's been going on. Do you have any idea how many years they've been doing this?
I do not know how long it's been going on, but I remember I've been doing it since 7th grade, and I think it's been around for a long time.
There you have it. And it sounded from the press release that maybe more money was raised this year. How did this year compare to, let's say, last year?
So last year we raised $1,700. And this year we raised almost $3,000. So it was a big jump from last year.
Yeah. Any reason why you think this year you raised so much more than last?
I think all of the classes really wanted to win, because if you win, you get out of a test for a certain class. So I think everyone was really ambitious to get the most money. So.
Cool. And in which grade was it that raised the most money, do you think?
7th grade raised the most with, I think it was $1,200.
And I'm trying to think which grade it was, if it was 8th grade maybe, that had the final dollar amount was not very much. And I wonder, is that because of the whole penny, you know, people putting pennies into different receptacles, shall we say?
I think I heard that they helped the 7th graders out because they knew that they weren't going to win. So they helped the 7th graders win.
So for the, I know you'll be presenting a check, I believe, to the Parkview Home, and you also will purchase some gifts. What kinds of things are you guys going to purchase for Parkview Home?
So we're going to get them some socks that have grips on the bottom. We got them some card games, some notepads, and colored pencils so they can color and write whatever they'd like.
When do you plan on giving these things in the check over to them?
Sometime in the middle of January.
Do you know how much the amount of the check will be after purchasing those gifts, you think?
I think it'll be about $2,500 on the check, so, yeah.
How do you hope that check will be used by Parkview Home?
I'm hoping they're able to get some new things that they can use and maybe some games to play, or so they can have fun and enjoy their times while they're there. Mm-hmm.
And why do you think the student council likes putting on this fundraiser annually?
I know that we enjoy because it makes the residents so happy, and they really appreciate it and always are thanking us for what we do.
Is this one of the bigger things that the council does every year?
This is actually our only fundraiser, so yeah, it is our biggest thing that we do, and we keep none of it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like about the penny bomb aspect of the event?
I love how many pennies that get brought in. This year we had so many. There was over $100 worth of pennies that were put into people's boxes. It was crazy.
And how long of a stretch of time did this fundraiser go on for?
It was 2 weeks, but people don't really start bringing their money in till the last week because it's supposed to be kind of a surprise. And, you know, that's when everyone brings it in, so.
Mm-hmm. Was there, I guess, any ways that the student council had to kind of amp up the fundraiser? I mean, it's a tradition, so that can always kind of maintain why people take part in it, but I guess was there any ways that you had to kind of amp up to get people to get involved?
I think when so I would announce the amounts every day that each class had, and I think that would amp them up and get them going because they'd hear who was winning and who was losing, so they'd bring in money and more money every day.
Mm-hmm. Each penny equated, so if a penny was put into like the 7th graders box, that would then be like negative 1 cent. It would just each negatively account for that. For your role in the student council and taking part of the fundraiser, what do you like most about doing this fundraiser?
Well, I get to count the money every day as treasurer, and I love to see how much pennies are brought in and see how full the boxes get of pennies. This year we almost filled a whole box of pennies. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And buckets full.
And then where do you have to deposit all that money? Do you go to like a bank or something, or does someone on staff handle that?
The day after the Pennies for Parkview ends, we go to the bank, the Wayland State Bank, and we get it all counted. We were there for 2 hours getting all the coins counted. It was crazy.
And who all was doing the counting?
It would be me, Kiana Miller, Delaney Miller, and our sponsor, Kate Lefebvre.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco High School Student Council Treasurer Caitlin Sells. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.